It's not to the bottom of the hour for us to get involved in a conversation around the Ernie Els signature course at Zimbali Lakes. It is now officially open, and this summer the fairways at Zimbali Lakes is the place to be. Now, to talk about and to discuss exactly what is the proposition, Tinus Rosli and Dave McGregor from Zimbali Lakes. Nice to have you guys both in the studio so early on a Monday with the rain coming down. And but it's actually not a bad day at all for golf. In fact, is there ever a bad day for golf? No, I don't know. Guys play in the hail and the snow and it doesn't matter.
Never rains on a golf course.
Yeah, there you go. So welcome. Let's just set the scene. The golf experience at Zimbali Lakes. Apparently, the golf experience is awesome. And it's a new course. Many that have not yet had the opportunity to play on a new course are hugely excited at the prospect. So maybe just let's unpack it. It's an Ernie Els signature course, opened this summer, 2025. And with it comes opportunities to own the dream. Yo! Now, for any golfer listening to this, tell me more. So maybe, yeah. Dave, you know, you've been from the get-go, from the time it was just
sugar cane,
empty open space.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's been amazing to watch the terraforming taking place.
Yep.
The entire landscape has changed, and who would have thought it possible? But you guys are pulling off miracles. You're literally creating a new, it's like the vision of dream, field of dreams coming.
That's exactly
coming
right,
true.
Yeah. So I'm going to let Tina speak about the golf because he's the golfer and I'm the salesman. So let me tell you, I think that the whole of the North Coast has shown over the last couple of years this phenomenal growth. It's almost like we're in a bubble when you think of from Zimbali Lakes all the way up to Club Med. Things are really happening here on the North Coast. And I think when I think back to those sort of 5 years that I've been here, and I look, we used to struggle to find our way through the sugarcane. And when we sold property, we kind of like put our hand out there and say, that's where the piece of property is. To today, where you actually drive on beautifully manicured roads with all the facilities in, everything is in place, and you can actually start. In those days, we were selling the dream. Now we're actually living the dream. It's actually quite amazing.
But it's interesting to see how those that could see the vision,
yep.
You were very good at explaining what was coming, but you know, people being what we are, is always, you know, well, yeah. Let's see what happens. And it was kind of a leap of faith for some. But yep. It has paid off in spades, hey? I mean, that virgin territory that was still very much under the sugar cane and it had converted a little bit to wild property. There were some wildlife experiences to be had. I remember that huge crocodile that people came across and thought, whoa!
Yeah.
Well, so this is Africa, baby.
You used to walk your dogs there. And I mean, nowadays it's difficult to find a path to walk the dogs on. But having said all that, I mean, everybody who came in early, we hadn't even signed a deal with Ernie Els in those days. So imagine you've bought this piece of property, you're a visionary. Now all of a sudden you've got the endorsement of one of the world's greatest players. I mean, a world golf hall of famer. Suddenly your piece of property is right adjacent to his course. So all of those things, you know, Wayne Cranbeck always used to say, we must over-deliver and under-promise as opposed to doing it the other way around. And I think that's been the message. We've really stuck to that genre the whole time, and now it's paying dividends.
And it's hugely exciting because this is a truly international brand in Bolito.
Yeah,
we are, I think, spoilt for choice now when it comes to points of excellence on the North Coast. Starting literally at the entrance to Bolito is Zimbali Lakes, and it just changes. You know, it's peculiar how one drives along the M4. It's always been an iconic drive, and as you literally get to the estuary, things change. The verge is clean and green. It's like entering a new world, and this is largely to do with what you guys have been working on. And there's more to come still, but maybe let's give Tinus an opportunity to shine here because, we're kind of dominating the conversation and we can talk all day.
I know that. Yeah, so, I mean, just from a golf course side, it's such a fun, exciting golf course. The feedback that we've received from everybody playing, we've done over 9,000 rounds already on the golf course since the 16th of April. So, I mean, the feedback that we're getting, everybody's just enjoying it. I think, like you mentioned, the experience that we're offering all the golfers is just second to none. So, yeah, we've brought in all the fun aspects. We don't have a halfway house on the golf course, so we've just got the beverage cart. And I think that's the thing that the guys are enjoying. And that's why they're coming back. I mean, we've hosted the Samek Golf Day. We just did the Al's Charities Golf Day on Friday, which was a huge success. So, yeah, I mean, we're just going from strength to strength. And on the golf course side, I mean, 777 Bencross greens, for any golfer that knows the grass and the greens, that's probably one of your best surfaces that you can putt on. So, yeah, we're just trying to deliver the excellence that we want to bring forward to Zimbali Lakes.
And that 777 bent grass was imported especially, or selected especially, and I watched it being beautifully cultivated and thinking, wow, hey, I mean, this is like a carpet coming here in the middle of... But you say the course is playing well. There's no halfway house yet, but a beverage cart. How does that work?
Okay, so we're trying to demonstrate what the American golf course is like. So the halfway the beverage cart is actually a cart that drives around the golf course, serves beverages, food, your sandwiches, your wraps, all of that stuff. So, I mean, the guys doesn't have to stop after 9 and sit for 15, 20 minutes. They just can continue their round 4 hours, 10 minutes, and then they're done with their 18 holes.
And I believe that this is a course that caters to all levels of skill. You can play as a gifted beginner, or not even a gifted beginner, a rank beginner, right up to professional level, and find it challenging and yet somehow compelling.
Yeah, that is true. So on every hole, we've got an average of 6 tee boxes. So, I mean, you can play it from the forward tees to the back tees, all depending on the wind. So if the wind has picked up today, you can move it a little bit forward. And yeah, like you say, it can be challenging, especially when the wind picks up. What's exciting about this golf, from border to border, it's just fairways. So we don't have any rough, so that makes it a little bit easier for the golfer. But like any golf course, you still have to hit it straight. So you've got your challenges around that as well.
Is it open to anyone, or do you have to be a member of the course?
No, so fully open to the public. We've got 15 members at the moment, so we're actually just operating on a public basis at the moment.
Are you signing members?
We not currently. We did sign members when we opened the golf course, but not currently enough.
So anyone is welcome to... how do you book? How do you get a game?
Yeah, so anybody is welcome. You can go onto the website. There's a booking portal there that you can book on an app, or you can use our brand new WhatsApp AI chat that you can book as well, or just phone into the golf shop to make your next booking.
And golf carts available, or do you have to have your own?
No, so there's 52 golf carts available. So every golfer that plays there needs to take a golf cart. It's quite a long walk.
So no caddies. Caddies are gone now.
Yeah, no caddies.
Is that a good thing, or is it a bad? I don't know.
I mean, it depends. A lot
if you're
of players,
a caddy, it's a bad thing.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, a lot of golfers tend to play without caddies. So yeah, we've opted to not have any caddies at the estate.
Now, what happens to, you know, the famous 19th hole? It was always one of the most popular holes in any golf course. When is yours coming?
So the construction's underway. They're actually moving quite quickly. So we're up to open in April of 2026.
Fast as that.
Yeah, it's very good, eh? But we currently have a temporary setup at the sales center, which everybody is enjoying. I mean, it's a marquee tent. But we offer a full menu, bar, everything that you need for your 19th hole.
So there is a temporary 19th hole,
correct.
Fully stocked. And happy hour and is from
every day.
24/7 pretty
That's
much.
That's correct.
Wonderful. Dave, getting back to property sales, how's it going?
So this has been a phenomenal year. This has been our best year ever. Up to the end of September, we had already ticked 280 million rands worth of sales. No reason why we won't... kick over the 300 million mark by the end of the year, and that'll be our best year ever. And again, I think it's because of that, you know, the fact that we are over delivering. And I was just thinking while Tennis was speaking, again on the golf course, we're over delivering. People are just coming back and playing 8, 9, 10 times. They're hoping to bump into Ernie, and that's the other great news. I mean, his Performance Golf Academy is going to be opening sort of towards the end of 27, early 2028. His Big Easy restaurant will be in the clubhouse. And then, of course, Ernie is building a house as well. So Liesl and Ernie have chosen their site. They are already briefing an architect. So So there's a good chance of 2 or 3 months of the year he'll be out here and you'll bump into him on the course.
Amazing. And I know just, Ernie and Tiger Woods are very close. Well, so where Ernie goes, Tiger
no
goes,
pressure. Hey? No pressure. Tiger Woods is his neighbor in Florida. So I said to Ernie, come on, why not bring him here and make him your neighbor in Zimbali Lakes as well? Imagine bumping into Tiger at the Life and Style. We'll definitely get him into the studio, yeah.
It'll, you know,
get Ernie in as well.
I believe it's not a pipe dream. They kind of join at the hip in a sense. And the value that one gets in South Africa at the moment, particularly if you're paying in US dollars,
exactly.
It's just crazy. It's just off the charts.
Why wouldn't you want to be here? I mean, we as South Africans all flocking here to live this lifestyle.
Mm.
And if you're in America or anywhere in the world and you've got dollars, euros or pounds, come on, man, this is the place to be.
Well, apparently I was chatting to Raymond Maker Marketing's marketing director the other day in the studio, and he was saying, you know, the interesting thing about this whole sort of Club Med effect is international visitors are set to really change the game here. There will be international flights pulling in left, right, and center, and this is a node of excellence globally now. So the value is still crazy. For a while, I would imagine it'll stay like this, and then it'll maybe be unaffordable to all but the very rich and famous. By then, of course, well, good luck.
Well, you know, the rich and famous also play Ernie's courses all around the world. So they play Dubai, they play America, they play in Europe. So why not tick the box and come and play in Belita at Zimbali Lakes as well? So, you know, everything's stacking up. It's unbelievable.
You were going to develop a beach facility as well. Yep. Is that still on the cards?
Still on the cards, yeah. We've got our piece of property right as you cross over that estuary, right on the beach there with swimming pools, proper facilities for residents and their friends. And it's important because a lot of people want that tranquility of the sea, have that long walk along the beach. Yep. So all of that, the shopping centres and Bali Square is coming. We've got our own hotel announcement that will be done sort of in the first quarter of next year. So what we're trying to do is keep the momentum, keep raising the bar. Everybody thinks, well, what next? Well, there is a next, and it's coming. There's so many chapters in this lifestyle book. It's quite phenomenal.
For anyone wanting to have a look, because it's important, I think, to go and physically walk the terrain before you get a full idea, because property speaks to you. You know, you feel.
Yeah, it does.
How does one go about getting onto the property to take a look?
So our sales office is open 7 days a week, 8 to 5. And if you're a golfer, we put you in a golf cart and drive along the cart path, and then we actually point out the site. So the beautiful thing about Zimbali Lakes is, even for a golfer like me, you're out of the firing line. There's no way you're going to get peppered with golf balls. Our property has been designed to be away from the course, but with the views and that sort of link between the course and your home and your lifestyle. So we show people. We take you out in a golf cart, show you around, and you can come and cherry-pick the site that you want.
So there's still available
sites? There's some good sites still left, yeah.
And for those that are looking at investment, are you going to be having development choice for the smaller entrepreneur?
Well, they're guys who want to just do. So a perfect example is these yachties. A lot of South Africans are serving on the yachts in the Mediterranean, earning dollars and thinking ahead and saying, hey, listen, I don't want to build a house now, but I want to actually get, let's say, an Avanti residence above our supercar facility, which we'll talk about no doubt in a future program. So they're saying, well, this is actually a sexy product. Why don't we actually invest our dollars, buy a 1 or a 2 bedroom apartment?
So those are going to be available.
Lock up and go. I mean, we're trying to make it as painless as possible. And these guys are, we've done quite a few yachty deals already. So the word is out there.
Ooh. So much to talk about, and we're going to be in conversation regularly now between now and Christmas, which is just around the corner. Can you believe? I look forward to it. So my very special guest from Zimbali Lakes, Tinus Rossley, who knows about golf. If you are you a golfing pro?
I'm a golfer myself, yeah.
Yeah, you can see that, hey? And Dave McGregor, who's...
I'm his caddy.
Caddy and manager.
He's the man responsible. You want to talk to Dave. If you have an opportunity to go and have a look at Zimbali Lakes, you'll get the idea. It's a really, really very special proposition. And clearly changing the game on the North Coast. And you too, if you want to live the dream, well, pop along and take a look. Who knows? You could be teeing up next to Ernie as soon as that, as easy as that. Thanks so much for joining me on The Morning Show, guys. This will be up as a podcast shortly. So if you've only just joined us and you've missed the gist of the conversation, don't worry. You'll catch up on demand. And Dave will be back, I'm sure, very soon, in a week's time or so.
That's it.
Yep. Tennis, maybe you too. Look forward to continuing the conversation. And the morning show continues.